I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Friday, October 20. Coming up, new Firearm Licensing Authority Board named, lessons learned from Mount Salem Zoso being applied to Denham Town, and the National Security Ministry launches new mentoring program. The news in detail after the break.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor escallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature escallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
Now the news. National Security Advisor Major General Anthony Anderson is the new chair of the Firearm Licensing Authority. Minister of National Security Robert Montague made the announcement earlier today at the ministry's Oxford Road office in Kingston.
The new authority will take charge as of next, I would safely say, Tuesday, when we will have the names gazetted. If you notice, you find that this is one of the few government boards that has a majority of women, and it was very deliberate on my part to have a majority of women and to have a mixture of experience and youth. And with a majority of women, I am paying tribute to all the women in this country for their contribution to nation building.
Also included on the new five-member board are retired puny judge Justice Marva McIntosh, retired senior superintendent Albert Edwards, retired civil servant Ina Rose, and banker Anicia Nita. The board will be in place for 3 years. Changes have been made to the implementation of the Denham Town Special Zone of Operations following lessons learned from the Mount Salem Special Zone. That's the word from Joint Command of the Denham Town Zoso, Jamaica Defense Force Lieutenant Colonel Murphy Price. Colonel Price says simple details such as layout and setup have been improved based on the experience in Mount Salem.
One of the things that we did here that was being done in Mount Salem but not in the initial stages was just the setting up of tables at the locations, the checkpoints, to ensure that we could allow people to rest their bags. We provided chairs because we identified that some of the elderly persons would prefer to sit while they wait to be processed to get in or out of the zone. So we actually did learn from quite a few of the challenges that we faced at the start of the first zone of special operation, and it made us a little bit smarter.
Colonel Price was speaking at a press briefing in Denham Town Thursday. He is emphasizing the need for residents to obtain and carry identification cards to make it easier to go in and out of the area. The Ministry of National Security has officially launched its youth mentoring program dubbed We Transform. The initiative is geared towards empowering young Jamaicans in juvenile correctional facilities. National Security State Minister Senator Pearnell Charles Jr. says the initiative focuses on interacting with and motivating the wards of the state.
But we are now transitioning out of the competition and expo phase, which was the focus of the last couple of months, into a greater focus on mentorship, where we have a wide range of mentors that will be identified, systems and initiatives that will be provided for mentors to engage small groups of girls and boys across institutions with an objective. The objective is to continue to educate, engage, and empower.
Minister Charles was speaking at the official launch of the initiative at the South Campro Juvenile Correctional and Rehabilitation Center in Kingston earlier this week. And Vice President for Investment Promotion at JAMPRO, Claude Duncan, says Jamaica has positioned itself as a major business process outsourcing BPO destination, attracting several significant players in the global industry. Speaking at an investment briefing at JAMPRO's Trafalgar Road offices in Kingston on Thursday, Mr. Duncan said the BPO sector has been growing over the years and is poised for further expansion.
If you think about it, we're the third largest English-speaking population in the Americas. So you have the U.S., you have Canada, then you have Jamaica. In December 2016, Forbes magazine rated Jamaica as the third best place in the region to do business. Now, region here is not Caribbean alone. It's Latin America and Caribbean region. And the only two countries ahead of us were Costa Rica and Chile.
He adds that of the top 20 BPO companies in the world, approximately 9 of them have set up locations in Jamaica. JAMPRO is targeting a total of 25,000 new jobs in the BPO sector by the end of March 2020. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.